Welcome to the Psalms of Ascent podcast series, a daily series helping our hearts and minds be in a healthy place whilst the COVID-19 virus is doing its worst. Colossians chapter 3. Since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. So join me as we journey from despair to hope, from the wilderness to the presence of God. Today, it's Quiet Time Coaching episode 147, and we're in the final verse of Psalm 122. It's verse 9, and it reads, "For the sake of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your prosperity." Whose prosperity? Perhaps his family and friends. Verse 8, "For the sake of my family and friends, I will say peace be within you. For the sake of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your prosperity." See, this Psalm, Psalm 122, has been a psalm of worship, beginning with the rejoicing of let's go to the house of the Lord and thinking about Jerusalem and everybody worshipping together, all the tribes, this place where God has his throne of judgment, a place very much associated with peace, at least peace within it, the peace of God, which transcends all understanding for us Christians, is available. And who's it for? This peace is also for the sake of his family, his friends, seeking perhaps their prosperity. In other words, their prosperity more than his own. So the word here, shalva, in the Hebrew, is, well, the root meaning is leisure. You could say, I'm seeking your leisure, your ease. It's a relaxed position. It's the position of somebody who's at peace with God and who's very confident, fully confident in trusting God's provision and protection. And we need to have confidence in God's provision and protection right now as we go through this COVID-19 crisis. And that protection might be physical, and it might be spiritual, or perhaps both. But certainly we can always trust the spiritual protection, whatever this world does to us. But he's looking for this kind of prosperity, this kind of confidence and the ability to relax in God. But he's seeking it not just for himself. In fact, actually not for himself at all at this point. He's seeking it for somebody else, perhaps his family and friends, as we've said. Seeking the good of something and someone else honors God. It honors God, and that seeking to honor God is more important than personal fulfillment, isn't it? We should certainly pray for our own needs. The Lord's Prayer shows us that. Pray for today's bread. And many other things. But also, it's important that we're praying for other people's needs. Here's a vision. Here's a vision. Hebrews 12, remember this? Hebrews 12, 22. "You have come to Mount Zion." So we're talking about Jerusalem again here, symbolically perhaps here. "To the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem. You have come to thousands upon thousands of angels in joyful assembly, to the church of the firstborn whose names are written in heaven. You have come to God, the judge of all, to the spirits of the righteous made perfect, to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel." And we can all say, amen. And what a great vision of what we're coming to. But then chapter 13. What does it mean that we've come here? What does it mean that we've arrived here? Well, chapter 13 of Hebrews verse 1, "Keep on loving one another as brothers and sisters. Do not forget to show hospitality to strangers. For by so doing, some people have shown hospitality to angels without knowing it. Continue to remember those in prison as if you were together with them in prison, and those who are mistreated as if you yourselves were suffering." And so we have the great vision followed by a call to compassionate action for other people. See, when we have this peace, when we have this confidence in God's provision and protection, then we go and show that to others. We show the fruit of it to others, or we express the fruit of it to others by serving them according to the situation they are in with love, with compassion, in action, going into the prison, going to be alongside those who have been mistreated, showing hospitality. So today, perhaps the devotional part of our prayer time, or our reflective part of our prayer time, might be to ask God, I give me a clearer vision of this wonderful provision that you've given me, and then show me how I can, out of gratitude, show your love and compassion to the people around me that you've put into my life, even today. Who can I live out Hebrews 13, 1 to 3 for today? Hope you found this helpful. Until tomorrow, take care and God bless.